This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Outside the White House, anti-war protesters gather to urge the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. But the crowd is small, and protest organizers like Cindy Sheehan are trying to figure out why.
You know, two-thirds of America don't agree with the war and want our troops to start coming home. And we do need to get more people out in the streets to reflect those polls. You know, and if we get those people out in the street, then that can affect policy. We saw it with the immigration rallies.
The Bush administration pays little attention to the demonstrators, but it does follow public opinion polls that indicate growing pessimism about Iraq and steady erosion of support for Mr. Bush's handling of the situation there over the past year. During a recent speech in Washington, Karl Rove, the president's top political advisor, admitted attitudes about the war are hurting the president.
Look, we're in a sour time, I readily admit it. I mean, being in the middle of a war where people turn on their television sets and see brave men and women dying is not something that makes people happy and optimistic and upbeat.
Opposition Democrats believe public dissatisfaction over Iraq has set the stage for them to make gains in congressional elections in November. But as a party, Democrats remain divided on what to do in Iraq. Some, like Congressman John Murtha of Pennsylvania, believe the time has come to begin withdrawing substantial numbers of U.S. troops.
While the situation on the ground continues to deteriorate, this administration says things are going very, very well. They want to sanitize this war.
Other Democrats, along with most Republicans, believe a quick withdrawal would undermine the progress that has occurred in Iraq. President Bush's defense of the Iraq war still prompts a generally positive response from Republican audiences, like this one during a recent speech in Washington.
Iraq was run by a dictator who was killing his own people, who had used weapons of mass destruction, invaded his neighbors, was shooting at our aircraft, harbored terrorists. The world is better off without Saddam Hussein in power.
But political analyst Michael Barone says the public's dismal view of Iraq and the president's handling of the issue have made Republicans nervous about keeping their majorities in both houses of Congress in November.
The Democrats only have to win 15 seats, and while it's hard to see where they're going to do it specifically, I don't think you can say it's impossible, and Republicans are worried about the House elections in a way they were not in 2002 and 2004.
The president's public approval rating is hovering in the low 30s, largely because of Iraq, but analyst Stephen Hess of the Brookings Institution says there are signs that voters may be unhappy with both parties this year.
The two people who were the Democratic candidates against him, John Kerry in 2004 and Al Gore in 2000, actually have a lower approval rating than he does, which shows in part that there's a general sense of unease throughout the United States about both parties.
While the polls show public discontent about Iraq, they also indicate most Americans are wary about pulling the troops out too quickly. Former Republican Congressman John Kasich was a recent guest on VOA's Press Conference USA program.
I think most Americans know this. It may have been the wrong thing to do in hindsight, but running out too quickly would be the wrong thing to do and would send a signal that would endanger our country and our children.
Iraq, along with immigration and gas prices, is likely to be a major issue in this year's congressional elections and in the 2008 presidential election as well. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.